I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, and holy moly.
Holy moly.
Well, look at me. I'm Shazam over here. Live Day is back.
Yes.
Holy moly, Billy Batson.
How's Billy Batson?
He was Shazam dude.
Shazam.
Did you see the movie with Zach Levy? Come on.
I'm remembering everyone's names.
Or TV's Michael Gray.
Who the hell's Michael Gray?
Wow.
Gotta play Shazam.
I don't know. Well, holy moly, Bat Boy.
Holy moly,
Bat Boy. Yeah, you know what? At least you're in the same company, so I give you credit. We're talking about Live Day there, Billy. And you can join us November 18th at Snoqualmie Casino. Everything's done live, Steve.
That's
everything.
Right.
Holy moly.
The conversation, the sound effects, if you hear music, it's going to be done live. The commercials, of course, are done live. Everything. And plus, more importantly, in my opinion, finally we get to celebrate with the Rockaholics the 50th anniversary of KISW, the first and only party we'll be able to throw before the year is over. So please join us at Snoqualmie Casino on November 18th.
That's right. Tickets are on sale right now. You get a variety of options to choose from. Get those tickets now. Get the info to KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Migs. Don't be a loser.
Holy moly.
B-Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to B-Migs. But it's Wednesday, so let's do some whacking.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo!
Yeah. Wacky Wednesday, where everyone's a little wacky, and I'm a little tired.
Are you really?
Yeah. Stayed up late watching the Kraken. Didn't finish the game, and I was really hoping that they wouldn't screw it up, but it was 5-1, so I was like, halfway through the third period, I'm like, I feel I can go to bed now.
Yeah. You have a 4-goal lead. Yeah. I think you're going to be safe. Minus a massive collapse, which I don't think we'd have to take the day off if that happened.
Yeah. If I woke up and I saw that we had lost at that point, I'd be like, guys, I don't feel good because I'm very mad, and I threw my phone. It's tough, you're right, because I was also watching, I was going back and forth between both, the World Series and
Gosh, yeah.
The Astros are, you know, typically a team that comes back in the seventh inning and beyond, and it's like,
I gotta go to bed.
Atlanta's leading, I'll wake up tomorrow and wonder what happened, and it's same thing with the Kraken, I was so happy, I was like, man, this has gotta be enough goals, right?
They gotta start their weeknight games at like 5.
Yeah, if they would just do that, it would be absolutely perfect.
I'm sure people who work and want to go to the game afterwards are probably like, that's a great idea, you dummy.
The crack, the early morning crowd. We would sell no tickets, Steve.
Most people are done at work around 5-ish. We need to give them enough time to get to the arena and enjoy the game.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Bobby and Puyallup. Bobby, are you there?
Hey, Wacky Wednesday!
Yeah. Woo! Ooh, this guy's got some energy. All right, Steve.
How's everybody doing? My name is Mr. Wacky.
Yeah, Bobby's sorry. He's on.
Whatever, right, Steve, get out of here.
Whatever coffee Holy Bobby's moly. Drinking, I want it.
Well, it's probably laced with something
Holy
there at this point.
Moly.
Holy moly!
Why don't I wish?
For those playing at home, Bobby will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Bobby, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
A fictional suburb of Philadelphia, Pine Valley, is the set for what soap opera?
Twin Peaks?
No.
General Hospital?
No.
All My Children?
Yes. Nice. Which organ in the human body has 4 chambers?
The heart.
Yes. Who played Matt Murdock in the 2003 movie Daredevil?
Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Affleck.
What is added to white sugar to make it brown sugar?
Ooh.
Molasses.
Yes. Beginning with J, what is Robert Downey Jr.'s middle name?
John?
Yes. The online company eBay was founded in what decade?
The 90s.
Yes. Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne have how many children together?
3.
Yes. Nice. Which letter stands for the Roman numeral 50?
L.
Yes. John Cleese is a part of which legendary comedy troupe?
Oh, goodness. It's not the Rat Pack. It's like associated like the Rat Pack. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, Bobby, you did very well. You got 8 correct.
Bobby, I don't know how... I don't know how Monty Python is associated with the Rat Pack, but okay.
Oh, goodness. No, I was thinking of, like, it was the redneck guys, like the Baby Pack or something like that.
He's thinking the Brat Pack.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I feel where you're going with that one, yeah, but...
Alrighty. Well, all right. At least don't feel so bad. It wasn't like you couldn't think of it and had it right, so at least you didn't have it right.
Yeah,
so.
It wasn't on the tip of your tongue. It was nowhere near your brain at all whatsoever.
And look who just walked in. Billy Batson.
That's right. I'd like to apologize to one of our coworkers who probably thinks I'm very weird.
Oh, no.
They were walking by. I didn't realize anyone was out there, and I saw that on the kitchen table there was like a thing of fudge brownies.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know why I said this out loud, but I just go... Ooh, fudge. I like fudge. And I thought you do this
more than you really want to know.
I didn't know anyone was there.
I thought that was only Drunk Steve that did this.
I was just being a goof, thinking I'm just doing that to myself. I should just do these things in my head, not say them out loud.
Well, Steve, you've been very used to having nobody in the office now.
Yeah. And Wednesdays are the day everybody shows up.
Yeah.
It's like everyone comes to work Wednesdays.
That was my favorite moment. Because I think it was our first boot camp. And so the first time, you know, we really got to socialize with Steve. And, you know, he had a couple of beverages. And then he's just
couple, like seven.
And he's at the end of this dinner table. And all of a sudden, it's like a chant starts. Let's go, Steve.
Well, I was fading.
I'm looking at him, and I go, he's not talking to anybody but himself.
No.
Let's go, Steve.
Ooh, fudge.
I was trying to fade, and I was like, let's go, Steve.
Come on, you got this.
Ooh, fudge.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, he's an outside thinker. I can appreciate that.
Apologies, new coworker. It's nice to meet you.
Are you ready?
Ooh, fudge.
Oh, yeah.
A fictional suburb of Philadelphia, Pine Valley, is the set for which soap opera?
Huh?
A fictional suburb of Philadelphia, Pine Valley, is the set of which
Dynasty?
Soap opera? No.
Days of Our Lives?
No.
Falcon Crest?
No. Oh. Which organ in the human body has 4 chambers?
The heart.
Yes. Who played Matt Murdock in the 2003 movie Daredevil?
That would be Ryan Reynolds.
No.
Ben Affleck.
Yes. What is added to white sugar to make brown sugar?
Chocolate.
No.
Powder?
No.
Fire.
No. Beginning with J, what is Robert Downey Jr.'s middle name?
John.
Yes. The online company eBay was founded in what decade?
80s.
No.
I mean 90s.
Yes. Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne have how many children together?
3.
Yes. Which letter stands for the Roman numeral 50?
L.
Yes. John Cleese is a part of which legendary comedy troupe?
Monty Python?
Yes. The candy Pez was first sold in which European country?
Italy.
No.
France.
No.
Greece.
No. And Steve, you lose 8-7.
Wow. Good job, Bobby.
But at least there's...
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I am so stoked, Bobby. You are the man, sir.
Just some morning.
All right, well, this morning you are, and this morning we get this.
Yeah!
Oh, I feel good about it.
Yeah,
Yeah, you seem to be feeling pretty good about that.
Well, there's food later.
True. And, I mean, there's still fudge out there.
Yeah, I may have already said that I like fudge to myself too many times already.
I like fudge. Oh, me too.
Not only me too. See, Steve likes fudge. By looking at it, I actually had a relationship with it already.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's already gotten in my mouth.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
I hope, wow, that
well,
was...
Well, I mean, it was consensual.
You putting that fudge in your mouth there?
Yeah, sure it was, and I got permission.
Mm.
Yeah, I said, would you mind a foursome with you, me, my coffee, and maybe some eggs? And the fudge was like, sure. He didn't turn around and say, sorry, Mr. Metcalf, I'm pissed at you.
BJ Metcalf over here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Only fudge instead of
OnlyFans.
Only
fudge.
Only fudge. This might be your best idea yet. Let's start.
Only pictures of fudge.
A subscription service where we just show pictures of fudge?
Yes. I bet Vicky could make some money with Only Fudge. Vicky, you're already doing OnlyFans. Just start calling it Only Fudge, and everything that you're doing now, you just incorporate fudge into it.
Everything I'm going to say is not... Nope.
Okay, wow. All right. Never mind.
The fictional suburb of Philadelphia, Pine Valley, is the set for which soap opera That Would Be All My Children.
This was on the right path.
Yeah, you were.
Kind of. You were doing
the late night ones.
Well, those are the ones my mom made me watch.
I had no idea it was Philadelphia. Interesting that they picked that place for All My Children.
White sugar, you add molasses to it to make brown sugar.
What? I could not think of the word.
And anybody know the European country that Pez was first sold in?
Oh, I would have to guess, and I would probably be wrong. What you got?
Austria.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would have guessed that. But that's why I made it a tough one. And unfortunately, you didn't get that one, and then you didn't get a bunch of them, and then you lost. So, sorry.
There you go.
Thanks, Rev.
You know, speaking of brown sugar, I just read recently because, of course, of that feud between the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, because the Beatles called the Rolling Stones basically a blues cover band, or Paul McCartney did.
And then did you see what the Rolling Stones did in concert? They said later on, we're going to welcome Paul McCartney on stage to jam with us and do a blues song.
That was great.
And I would imagine, though, if you don't know the beef between the two bands, you're probably like, by the end of the show... Like, did I drink so much that I forgot that Paul McCartney came out and I missed it? Like, there's a lot of people there that were waiting for Paul McCartney to pop out up on stage and perform with them.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. I forgot. I mean, I'm old enough to remember, there has been beef in the past with the band. But it's been so long since it's been rekindled, I forgot. But I think that Mick Jagger is coming out like the cooler guy, because Paul has also made some comments about how he doesn't want to take selfies anymore.
Yes.
He doesn't want to sign autographs. So Paul is looking like his age. But Mick is not looking like his age, because that was a funny joke. It's like, you know what? They took a shot at us, but we'll just basically be funny about our response as opposed to make fun of the Beatles.
Yeah, he said, Paul McCartney is here. He's going to join us in the blues cover band.
But what I didn't know is that, and I haven't noticed, but, you know, because I mean, it's been a while since I've been to the Rolling Stones. Last time I think they were here, I think I was at that show. And they retired the song Brown Sugar, which I didn't realize they retired. And apparently it's for reasons, because apparently it's offensive to certain communities. And Mick Jagger said, yeah, we had to retire it. He said, but I'll tell you, the meaning of this song is exactly the opposite of what people think it is. He said, but perception's reality. And, you know, everybody's mad at us for this song. So I get it. The song definitely sounds, in your brain, it makes it sound like, okay, you're basically, you know, targeting a certain group of people like they're objects. And I understand that. Like, I can understand why people go, dude, you need to stop that. That's just ridiculous. And he's saying, I get that, but that is not, if you look at the lyrics, that's not what the song is about. It's actually a pro that particular demographic, and, you know, and so I didn't know, but I thought that was fascinating, because it's, you know, it's not the first song that's been misinterpreted, you know, over the years. And what are you going to do? You know, if people say this is what something is, the culture is the culture. And you go, all right, I'll, you know, we'll have to stop singing it.
He's probably just like, we have enough songs. You don't have to worry about it. If one song is not going to make or break our set.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But it is funny that it is a song that it sounds like it's a very anti what people think it's singing about. And it's, like you said, it's anti that. And yet still, it's, you know, something that just, like, just by the name alone, some of the words, like, people are just like, I don't feel comfortable with this. And Mick's just like, whatever, I don't care enough to, I'm not going to be like that guy that's going to be like, no, I'm going to do it anyway. You have to deal with it.
It's kind of, you know, for me, I get frustrated just whenever anybody will say, okay, this is what this means, and you go, that is not what that means. And that happens a lot in life, and I end up getting in fights with people about other stuff. And then eventually, you know what? Mick has got the right approach. It's like, I have to look at myself and go, why am I fighting over something dumb? You know, as far as like, if this is what, you know, if this is what it is, it is. I mean, like you said, we got plenty of songs. I'm fine. I want to do is make people happy at the end of the day.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was going on.
Yeah.
And again, I really don't, like, the Rolling Stones have never, I just think they're just like a glorified blues band personally.
Sorry, Paul. I had no idea you were related to the McCartneys.
Oh, yeah, I'm Team Beatles on this now.
Oh, yeah, you're Team
Beatles. If I had a pick, to be honest, though, if someone said, like, you can only listen to one band, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones, I'm going Rolling Stones. And I know that's probably going to be like...
I'm with you.
I know that'll probably, like, anger some, like, music snobs, but, like, I don't hate the Beatles. I'm not obsessed with the Beatles. I think they have some amazing songs, but they also have songs I'm just like, I never want to hear those songs again.
I agree with you. I think if you know, what do I get excited about? And I have both. I get the Beatles and the Stones on my iPhone. And when I'm just mixing up the tunes, what do I really get excited for? It's usually a Stones tune. I mean, you know, Eleanor Rigby's a pretty song. And, you know, Imagine's a great song. And all the stuff that they've done that are really, really Let It Be. But, boy, you know, when Start Me Up comes up or, you know, Can't Get No Satisfaction. I mean, those songs just... They're good songs that, you know, I still like listening to. I'm with you. I have to say it. And you're right. We're probably going to be banned from, I don't know.
The Beatles fan club?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, is that all right with you?
Yeah. I don't know. Danny or Vicky, Rev, do you guys... Rev, I bet, because he's an old soul. He probably listens to the Beatles.
He's an old soul.
My wife loves...
He says the bee's knees and the cat's pajamas.
Cat's pajamas, everybody. Yeah. My wife loves the Beatles. She walked down to Michelle. For the wedding.
Oh, wow.
And so I do have a fondness for the Beatles, but when it comes down to it, either of them, they're just both old people, so I don't really care that much.
Oh, it's National Cranky Day.
They're not capable of making music as old people?
They're old people. Forget about it.
They have the music. It's out there. I've heard it, but there's no electronics in it. There's no beats and boops. And there's,
right, they're not orgy.
Truth.
But I love I don't know how much traction it got, but the Ghost Town, the song they released last year, right, for the pandemic, The Stones, we played it. Didn't we?
Maybe. It was very memorable for me.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Or not rememberable.
It was not rememberable.
Rememberable.
It was very rememberable.
Living in a ghost town?
Yeah, that was a very bluesy, it had a slower sort of tempo.
They are just perpetuating the stereotype of being this blues cover band.
Well, they really are. I mean, when you think about it, they're very bluesy. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it wasn't the song that really, like, clearly didn't stick with me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I have it on my playlist because I really dig it. I thought it was a good song, but yeah, it's not you. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I'm sure it didn't suck.
You know what? That is exactly what they put on the album.
All right, Danny and Vicky, do you guys dig them?
I'm a ghost.
Neither one.
Living in a ghost town.
What if Mick Jagger had guy liner on?
For the longest time, I thought Mick Jagger and Steven Tyler were the same person. So I was like,
what?
I love the Rolling Stones, but I found out that I was listening to Aerosmith the whole time.
Like, when are they going to do that Sweet Emotion song?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, arguably, I think there you might have something there, Danny. I wonder if I remember people sort of making that comparison way back in the day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like wrinkly, old, once handsome men.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Oh, you're talking about the...
For me, like, I like the Rolling Stones. It's one of those, like, oh, I really like this song. And I realize, oh, wait, this is the Rolling Stones. But it's only, like, four of them that I could really say I actually enjoy listening to and have it in rotation. The Beatles are fine. Like, it's kind of the same thing where I'm like, okay, this song's pretty good. Who sings this? Oh, this is the Beatles. Cool. Didn't realize it was the Beatles. Like, I couldn't... point them out. Like, that's just how much I haven't really listened to the Beatles.
Wow, man.
Plus, the Stones had the cooler logo thing going on with the tongue.
Oh, God.
No, I don't
all
like
right.
Them.
Well, that's that just, yeah.
Not that that matters for their music, of course, but.
Well, you know what? Branding's great, man. It's
that
all
tongue, yeah. Man. That was such a cool. I remember I was so pumped when I was a kid. I had that shirt. I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Back when I was growing up, you had that tongue, you were punished. I remember there was fights with, like, teenage kids that wanted that logo everywhere, and the parents were like, no, that is obscene, because that's what they used to think was obscene, the big, you know, the big lips with the tongue hanging out like that. They said, oh, that's totally sexual.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a beating in the 60s and early 70s. Yeah.
I remember I had, like, it was the Mike McGill skateboard, and on the skateboard, if you've ever seen it when I was a kid, it's like a skull with a snake going around and in the mouth. The snake goes through the mouth. I had a Rolling Stone sticker and I put it right over the skull's mouth and I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, look at you.
But I probably just completely killed the value of that skateboard. Like, because I look at like some of the old school ones and what they're worth and it's just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
But again, like I also like used it, so it was, it wasn't in mint condition.
Oh, you didn't keep it in the box?
No.
Unbelievable.
I poorly skated on it. Danny's been using it. He actually, I loaned it to him.
Oh, is that what he's been riding in Bremerton?
Only in Poulsbo, I think.
Yeah. Oh, Poulsbo. Okay. Yeah. That's a good point. They're big Stones fans in Poulsbo. That's why.
Huge.
The owner of a popular company just surprised all of her employees with a bonus of $10,000. Oh, and that is not all she did. You're going to hear from her at 7:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Come on.
Now, you guys know what Spanx is, right?
It's I'm wearing some right now.
Yeah, you are. Oh, really? I really should get some.
Although, remember when we were at a radio convention and they were giving away free underwear? I don't know if you remember, like boxer briefs. They weren't Spanx like the, because what Spanx is basically like, they'll suck in some of your stuff on your gut or some body parts, tighten things up, like really tight clothes. But they also did boxer brief underwear, and they were giving those away to like people at the radio convention. And I was just like a scavenger. Anyone who left them behind, I took them. I ended up like leaving with like 10 pairs of underwear.
Do they work?
Whoa.
They were just underwear. They weren't there to like do.
Oh.
They weren't. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder what, well, I guess they were getting in that business. I can't blame them because their founder just sold the company, or at least her share in the company for $1.2 billion. So Spanx has done pretty good for her in the last 20 years.
Spanx with an X.
Yeah, Sarah Blakely, she's the founder, and that's what she just did, man. Majority stake. She said, here are my shares. $1.2 billion later, she's a happy chappy.
Wow, good on her.
Yeah.
I would imagine at some point when she first, because the name is silly, and you would think like somebody was probably giving her a hard time at some point, like, oh, this is not going to work. This company's going to fail.
And it's such a big thing that the word Spanx is synonymous to any kind of like clothing that you wear to like suck it in.
Like, it becomes like a bit like Band-Aid. Yeah.
Kind of like Band-Aid. Yeah. Yep. Q-tip. Yeah. Like, it's just synonymous with it. So it is huge.
But they don't just do, like, because I'm looking, like, they do, like, leggings. They're not just solely a company that just sucks in some
like
of the fat.
Girdles, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it looks like it sculpts you, which, you know, I don't think I'm beyond sculpting, but yeah, that'd still be something.
No, they can still sculpt you.
Oh, okay, get some Spanx, BJ.
Yeah, you should get some Spanx.
I'm going to do it. You know, Christmas is coming. So here's what she did. She got the money. She got $1.2 billion, and she didn't just take the money and run away. She actually rewarded her employees who helped her build the brand. So she gathered the whole staff and said, hey, man, she did it in person. She did it over Zoom and said, you know what? First off, here's 2 first-class tickets. Fly anywhere you want in the world.
Yeah, I saw like her speech, and she got like emotional at first, like when she was explaining how, like, you know, when she first started, and she just couldn't believe. I would be emotional too if all of a sudden I sold my company for $1.2 billion.
Yeah, I mean, how old is she? Because she must have started this really young. It was only 20 years ago. So she might be what, maybe in her 50s at the most?
She looks like she's in her 40s, at least from the picture. Maybe even.
Yeah, I can't really tell.
She's 50.
Yeah. At 50 years old, she's got $1.2 billion. Oh, man, she's a success, and then I'm me. All righty, well, anyway.
There's a lot of situations like that, BJ.
Yeah, it really is. You're right. I just hate it when they're right in my face. She said, here, you got 2 first-class tickets. Anywhere you want to go, you can fly there first class. And there's a lot of cool places you could go first class. And then she said, but you probably need some spending money, right? So here's $10,000.
What?
She gave each person that much, which again, if you want to take a nice vacation, say you want to go to Hawaii or you want to go to Bali or whatever, I mean, that's what I would do. I would finally go somewhere where it was a long flight and a first class ticket would make it so much better, like sleeper flights or whatever. Wow. And here is that moment when she did tell all of her employees that that's what she was doing.
To celebrate this moment, I have bought each one of you 2 first-class tickets to anywhere in the world. You know, if you want a trip, you might have to, like, you might want to go out to a really nice dinner. You might want to go out to a really nice hotel. And so, with everybody's 2 first-class tickets to anywhere in the world, you are each getting $10,000.
She's like Oprah.
Yeah,
dude,
right?
She went next level on that.
Like, you get an airplane ticket, and you get a ticket.
Wow. I mean, that's like some undercover boss type ass, but you're doing it to everyone in your company. Like, hooking them up with cool. What if you just got a job there, and this is like week one?
Or that you just quit last week.
Now, that would be very devastating.
Oh, that would be horrible.
Change my mind.
Yeah. See if it's like week one, and you're like, is this just what happens all the time?
Right.
Should I expect this more often?
That's awesome. Wow, is that awesome.
Well, I mean, BJ is worth $12 million, so when is
yeah, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what, guys?
I'll take a coach ticket anywhere.
Guys, I bought you all a first-class stamp, so you can mail anything you want anywhere. And here's $10 in case, you know, you want to buy something to put in that envelope. What do you say? Man. Congratulations.
So what you're telling us that the net worth Google thing that we looked up is lying?
Maybe. I know. If you missed it last week, somebody found out that Google said my net worth was $12 million. And I was just like, if I had $12 million, I wouldn't be working anymore.
Oh, but then when the mics went up, you went, $15 million. This is such a BS. Someone, Danny, can you get that fixed?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I look, I love y'all, and I love the people that we broadcast to. But if I had $12 million, peace.
You're like,
goodbye, everybody.
I sold the company for $1.2 million, so as a gift to all of you, a free pair of Spanx underwear.
Yeah. Oh, I know, that would have been fantastic. Oh, that would have been good.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, the CEO of Spanx just gave her employees a free first-class flight and $10,000. So based on this, and this can be good or bad, we want you to fill in this sentence. I can't believe my boss did blank. Good or bad, what is something that your boss did that you'll never forget? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Good or bad, what is something that your boss did that you'll never forget? Calls and texts after the Pumpkins.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So the CEO of Spanx just gave her employees a free first class flight to all of her employees and $10,000. Based on this, finish this sentence. I can't believe my boss did blank. Good or bad, what is something that your boss did that you'll never forget? Probably should get Sarah in here, I'm thinking, because I'm sure she's got a fine story about all this. But while we're waiting on that, let's go to Brandon in California. Brandon, you are on The Rock.
How you doing, guys?
Hi, Brandon. You listening on the Odyssey app? Is that how you're doing down there in California?
I am. That's the only way I can do it down here.
Woo! Hey, go to your app store right now if you got an iPhone, Android. AUDACY Odyssey. You can hear us all the time, live or our podcast. It's all sorts of fun stuff. What you got, Brandon?
So last Christmas, with the pandemic going on, everything seemed a little, well, we were told everything was a little tight. And our supervisor tried to do something good for us and go out and get me and two of my coworkers a Christmas gift. And he ended up getting one of my coworkers, like a little thing of chocolate from a gas station. And that coworker is actually cutting weight for a bodybuilding show he was going to do this year. He got another coworker a pair of pajamas, and that coworker does not wear pajamas.
Oh, okay.
And he got me a Starbucks gift card, and I don't drink coffee.
Woo, there we go. All of this sounds great.
It's the trifecta there.
Yeah, you know, again, the thought's always right, but are we in a society where, you know, a gift card to a major establishment like an Amazon is perfect? Really?
Yeah, right. I got the Visa gift cards, too, and stuff like
those
that.
Those work, too, yeah. Yeah, what, I mean, I know people way back in the olden times would go, there's no personality. I mean, it's not personal if you just give them a gift card. But now it's like, no, society would love a gift card. If you're really trying to do something for somebody, that's the way to go.
Yeah, because, I mean, gift cards are way more, like you said, you could have it somewhere where you can get a lot of stuff, like a Visa gift card. It's not like just some random thing, like, here's a gift card to a restaurant that's, like, 100 miles from where you live.
Yeah. Yeah, so that, I mean, the thought was there, I guess. I mean, I don't know, if you're going into a gas station buying all your stuff, going to like a Jackson's or whatever, I suppose, it's like, well, you're paying a higher price for stuff. I mean, you know, that's the one good news.
One person said, this is Luke out of Olympia. My old boss laid me off. I collected unemployment. And then down the road, he lied, said I wasn't laid off and I had to pay every penny back.
Oh, that sucks.
I love this follow-up there. He says, I saw him in Costco a couple months after he ended up quitting. I poured a whole salt shaker on his pizza in Costco while he was eating. LOL.
Oh, wow. It was that was a total drama moment.
Someone salty.
Right? Oh, that's amazing. Imagine that you're like, is that the son of a bitch that screwed me out of my money?
Wow.
I'm going to screw him out of his pizza.
Wow. That sucks.
Damn. Do you flip him off after you do that or you just keep walking? Like, what do you do?
I think it's a baller move just to go over there, dump the stuff, and leave.
Yeah. You have to maintain eye contact the entire time. So it's like, you know what you did. You don't say a word, just eye contact.
And then you walk away like Liam Neeson.
Yep. Whoa.
I think I'd flip him off, too.
Oh, really? I think about it.
At that point,
does Liam Neeson flip off everybody he kills, or does he just give him that cold Liam Neeson stare?
Dude, that'd be amazing if he did, though.
That would be a signature move. And you get the finger.
Right after they're dead.
I've got a certain set of fingers. You're getting one of them.
Person I texted him, that's an incredible story. My boss paid a dead man. We're a very small company in the South End. Unfortunately, there was a fatal accident involving one of our long-term employees. The wife was devastated, unable to survive without benefits. So my boss stepped up and paid her for about 6 months, paying the dead husband through the payroll system until Washington State and Social Security kicked in. Without a doubt, the best boss ever.
Wow. Boy, that is amazing because, you know, a lot of folks wouldn't be able to do that or wouldn't think they should have to do that. That's a good boss right there.
Another person said, my boss this year gave me $5,000 to put into a college fund for my kids. It was a thank you for working so hard during COVID.
That's a cool thing, too. That's a real cool thing because a college fund, man, it grows. I mean, everybody's happy.
See, mine was on the other side of like cool. It was kind of cool because we were like young dudes just like working at a snack shop on the boardwalk of Coney Island. My buddy and I, and his brother was one who owned the shop. So he was kind of like a partying guy, like a ladies guy kind of dude. And so one time he came in and we were working there and he handed each of us a joint, his brother and myself. And he just said, he had a hot girl with him. He goes, if you need to come to the back room, don't. And we're like, oh, so he went in the back room and just was nailing this chick. And it was all right because the back room only had the freezer. So, like, anyone who came with one, like, mozzarella sticks or, like, something like that, I'm like, sorry, we're all out. So all you can have is a hot dog or some soft serve ice cream. We did that for, like, an hour.
Oh, boy.
I was like, I couldn't believe he did that. But I was like, you know what? Good on him. Right?
Wow.
I was like, you have the coolest brother ever. Wow. And he's like, I know.
Man.
We got joints and then we...
Oh, okay. So, I mean, everybody was happy.
Oh, yeah. He looked out for us. It was like a little like, hey, here's a joint. Don't bother me for an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for him.
I would like to think that I was the cool boss. I don't know. You know, when I was...
Never given us joints.
Yeah, I think that's probably not, it's frowned upon by the company. I feel like HR probably would have a conversation, and I wouldn't be a boss anymore. But I'm technically not a boss here. You know, I mean, the drunken charge is everybody's boss. But when I worked at the department store, the clothing store, I was a boss. And I used to take everybody bowling, and then I used to have them do all the work. And I didn't, you know, all I did was delegate. But they had a good time because I treated everybody
good. Did you make them bowl, too, for you, or?
I did. Well, I would say that I bowled badly intentionally so they could win, but I just bowled like myself, and they won, you know, that kind of a thing.
There you go.
But I always felt early on, it's like, if you take care of the people who work, you know, for you, they're going to work better for you because, you know, I saw how everybody else was in the store. Everybody hated the bosses.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought when they made me a boss, I go, here's an idea. I bet I won't even have to work as much if I treat everybody good.
Yeah, no one's going to complain about you.
And then, well, then the other bosses complain. He doesn't do anything. And then when the manager came around, I said, but his department looks amazing. I don't know what you're, how could he not be doing anything? And then eventually he's getting all the part-timers, he's treating them like slaves. And I go, you employ these people to do the job, and you're calling and you're saying that I treat them badly because I ask them to do their job while they're here. I go, what are you people, medicated? What's wrong with you?
Well, you called your daughter in the room, so I'm curious.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
Oh, hello. This was years ago when I worked at the restaurant, and it's like scarred in my brain. I'll never forget walking in on my boss, who was married, railing the bartender.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, then.
And to top it all off, his wife had just had a baby.
Oh, congratulations. Well, see, he didn't want to use that area because it was just, you know, recently used. So he was probably just being, you know, being conscientious? No.
Oh, yeah.
Thoughtful? No.
Very, very awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is awkward when you walk in on anybody, but if it's like you're a superior and you're seeing...
Yeah.
That part of their lifestyle. Oh,
and I know their life, and like his wife and baby would come in the restaurant like afterwards.
And you have to sit there and say nothing?
And I have to serve them.
Oh, that's horrible.
Awkwardly. Serving other people.
Yeah, exactly. He was in the back doing other things.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So when you walked in, did he continue to do what he was doing?
They both stopped. They both saw me. We all make eye contact. I was like, okay, this is awkward, and just turned around and walked away.
Uh-huh.
And then
They stayed back there,
and then he came out and kind of like pulled me aside and was like, we just won't ever talk about this. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Wow.
And I saw nothing.
Wow.
It was so, so weird.
Isn't it funny?
What is the right thing to say after that?
What,
you know what I mean?
Oh, so does your wife know? You know, I have no idea.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't come up to you like, Sarah, that was pretty cool, huh?
High five me. Right. You want to take a turn back there?
Cool. That was pretty cool, huh?
Well, what do you say at that point?
Nothing. Like, you just give him the finger gun. Then.
Yeah. I was checking her for COVID. Hey.
Couldn't use that excuse. COVID wasn't a thing.
Ah, damn it. Well, there you go.
Right. Yeah. The wife eventually found out. So.
Oh, you think?
They're no longer
together. Yeah, right?
How'd she find out?
Through texts.
So. Oh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is that better than walking in, coming in the restaurant one day, and then seeing it?
Yeah. Oh, I imagine so, but still, she probably knew.
Yeah, she obviously had a hunch because she went through his phone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, a guy that's getting walked in on by his employees is probably not the brightest bulb in the box when you think about
it. Was there not a lock on the door or where he was in?
They were doing it right outside of the walk-in. And the walk-in was kind of like around the corner in this other little room.
You think they would have at least walked into the walk-in.
It's so cold in there, though.
I bet they could make it hot.
You're quite a performer, you know, because, you know, the Costanza effect happens. I just get out of the pool when you're in anything cold.
True.
So if you still can do stuff in that, you know what? You're the man and you deserve finger guns no matter what the situation is. I also, very quickly, because, you know, you never know when he's listening, but the big boss, our boss, Jack, he actually got me hooked up to go and hang out in the Red Sox broadcasting booth one time, which was really cool for me growing up, you know, listening to that team. And I got to meet the announcers. That was a nice thing that he did for me. So, you know, I want to
give you a joint and tell you not to come into the back room. No.
You know what? Even in jest at one job I had, I said something and I agreed to that. You know, since you brought it up, let me tell you this horror story that happened to me.
Okay.
I almost got fired for this. I just started a job and we're joking around about the boss. And I said, you know something, she said, one woman said to me, you know, the boss had to be drunk to hire you for this job. And I said, well, he did have a drink in his hand at the time. I just went with the joke.
Uh-huh.
I just, it was my first week there. Turns out she set me up. That turns out the boss was a raging alcoholic and he just went off. He just went on the wagon and he tried to clear up his life. I got called in and everything for, you know, so when anybody ever says anything about the boss anymore, I now shut up because it's just like, I don't even want to go along with any jokes anymore because of that one time I got set up so bad. Like it was like the family almost broke up. I got the whole sob story from everybody.
Way
and,
to go.
Oh yeah. It was like, I just moved my family to this new place and I go on the air the first day the news person goes the boss had to be drunk when they hired you and I'm like oh yeah you know he had a drink in his hand when he was and when he was interviewing me and next thing you know I get called in do you know
so what you're saying is our boss actually did give you a joint.
I don't want to comment because I don't want to be brought in and go do you know the boss is basically
way to double down there
do you know
Steve.
That he used to be an arms dealer or something and
an arms dealer
I don't know you know wow. you never know the history of these CEO
you're
people.
Saying our boss was once a massive drug dealer?
I don't know if
this is crazy.
I do know that when we
for a Halloween party this afternoon.
I remember when I first met him, he said, say hello to my little friend. I wonder what
he'll be dressed up as.
Yeah, I don't know. He was a Colombian drug lord?
I know. It's so
damn, this has escalated.
It surely has. I feel really bad about the whole thing. All right, well, we got a woman. A woman made butter out of her own breast milk.
See, TikTok does give us good content.
Oh, and then she had her husband try it out. How did that go? Oh, yeah, you're going to hear his reaction. It's 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time to on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.